Blackstone Audio presents The Iliad by Homer. Translated by W.H.D. Rouse. Book 1. How Achilles and Agamemnon quarreled over Briseis, and how Thetis persuaded Zeus to support her son. An angry man, there is my story. The bitter rancor of Achilles, prince of the house of Peleus, which brought 1,000 troubles upon the Achaean host. Many a strong soul it sent down to Hades, and left the heroes themselves a prey to dogs and carrion birds, while the will of God moved on to fulfillment. It began, first of all, with a quarrel between my lord King Agamemnon of Atreus' line and the prince Achilles. What god, then, made the feud between them? Apollo, son of Leto and Zeus. The king had offended him, so he sent a dire pestilence on the camp, and the people perished. Agamemnon had affronted his priest Chryses when the priest came to the Achaean fleet, bringing a rich treasure to ransom his daughter. He held in his hand a golden staff, twined about with the sacred wreaths of Apollo Shutaphar, and made his petition to the Achaean people in general, but chiefly to the two royal princes of Atreus' line. My lords, and you, their subjects, for you I pray that the gods who dwell in Olympus may grant you to sack Priam's city and to have a happy return home. But my dear daughter, set her free, I beseech you, and accept this ransom, and respect Apollo Shutaphar, the son of Zeus. Then all the people said good words and bade them respect the priest and accept the ransom. But my lord King Agamemnon was not well pleased. He told the priest to be off, and in harsh words, too. Don't let me find you here any more, you. Don't stay now and don't come again, or else your staff and sacred wreaths may not protect you. The woman I will not release. She shall live to old age in our house far away in Argos, working the loom and lying in my bed. Begone now. Don't provoke me, or it will be the worse for you. The old man was afraid and did as he was told. Silent, he passed along the shore of the murmuring sea, and when he came home he prayed earnestly to Apollo, "Hear me, Silverbow, thou who dost bestride Chryse and holy Scylla, thou who art the mighty lord of Tenedos, O Sminthus, if I have ever built a temple to thy pleasure, if I have ever burnt for thee fat slices of bulls or of goats, bestow on me this boon. May the Danians pay for my..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?